talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 39. So I've got Henry and William with me here again.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
We're recording this on a Sunday afternoon. I think we did our last podcast together like on a Thursday just a few days ago. But so the reason we're recording lots of podcasts close together is I'm trying to record a bunch so that when Mom and I go on vacation, we'll still be able to have podcasts every week. And hopefully that'll work. So it's only been a few days, but anything exciting happened in the last few days?
I saw another episode of Stranger Things, and by the time I was finished, it was dark outside, so I got creeped out.
Kind of spooked out.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in the Upside Down?
No, I just felt like the monster was going to pop out at me.
That's different.
Yeah, the monster's pretty creepy, huh?
Yeah.
I like how in the Upside Down, there's lots of little floaty, glowy things. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's like supposed to be like the forest, except different.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like pinkish. You know, like when you're tired, and you see little floaters in your eyes. That's what the floaties remind me of.
Yeah.
And the Upside Down.
Why don't like? Sometimes it happens to me when I'm not tired, but like there's all like blurry things all floating around. I asked my mom about that, and she said that's just like dirt in your eyes.
Yeah, and everything's kind of a weird, I don't know, bluish green color maybe.
Mm. Well, in some shots, it's actually pinkish and white.
Pinkish and white? Really?
Yeah, in some shots. Hmm. In some shots, it's blue and green.
Yeah. But they're kind of weird-looking colors, like colors you're not used to seeing.
I was thinking about how amazing, or how much, like, plot they can put into, like, only a few episodes.
Yeah.
Like, you can get, like, really hooked into it, like, with, like, only the first three episodes.
Yeah, what are we, about two-thirds the way through? Got like a few episodes left.
We just finished episode six. Yeah.
How many are there total? 11?
Eight.
Oh, so we only have two episodes left.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah. So the next episode is the penultimate episode.
Apparently the trailer for Stranger Things season 2 at some point was 11th on the featured list on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what penultimate means, Henry?
That means almost the finale.
Yeah, the second to last.
Also, will people listening to the podcast know what we're talking about?
Probably. I mean, if they know what Stranger Things is. And it's a pretty popular show, so. Plus, we've talked about it before on the podcast that you boys are listening to it, watching it. So maybe. So yesterday was Saturday. And on Saturday, we went to IKEA. You guys like IKEA?
Yeah, IKEA is cool.
It's huge.
It's kind of cool.
That's why
it's a little huge, and I think what drives people a little bit crazy about it is it's kind of like a maze. Like, they want you to go through a certain way through all the showrooms, but I'm always a rebel. I always go the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I use the little shortcuts that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, but when I...
Wait, there's shortcuts?
When I came in...
Yeah.
When I came in, I could, like, instantly see, like, a bunch of search parties and stuff. And, like, people with big beards that have been there for years and haven't found their exits.
I think you're making jokes.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw those things.
That's a little late.
That's okay. I just need to put that there so everyone will know.
Yeah.
He didn't actually see people with beards.
I mean,
so the reason we went to IKEA is because I've been doing some projects, so... we got a dresser that I put together for you boys. So now you have a dresser, a bigger dresser for all your clothes.
Yeah, they can finally fit.
And then I got some cabinets for our laundry room and some shelves for our laundry room. And I've been doing that. I've been putting stuff together. A lot of people, that's the other thing people say about IKEA is everything you buy there, you have to assemble yourself. And a lot of people don't like to assemble it. But I kind of like to assemble their stuff because it's a little bit like a big Legos project.
Yeah.
Putting it all together. It can be a little frustrating because the instructions don't have any words. They just have pictures.
They have Legos.
And so it can be a little bit confusing. Aren't Legos also Swedish?
They're
from somewhere in... Where are Here, we'll ask Alexa. Alexa, where are Legos from?
Oh, wait, it turned off. Alexa.
Where are Legos from?
Alexa,
What country do Legos come from? She's not very helpful sometimes.
There's probably, like, some way to word it.
Let me try Google.
Where is their origin?
Here we go. Okay, Google. Where do Legos come from?
According to Wikipedia, the Lego group began in the workshop of Volker Christensen, a carpenter from Billund, Denmark, who began making wooden toys in 1932. In 1934, his company came to be called Lego, derived from the Danish phrase leggoat, which means play well.
You've triggered Alexa.
So, Google was much more helpful than Alexa in this.
Yeah, much more.
Alexa is triggered.
So, Legos come from Denmark, which is not the same as Sweden, but it's close to it. It's in the same area. So,
don't we have ancestors from both Sweden and Denmark?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I have some... That's probably right. I think I have some from Denmark, and I think your mom has some from Sweden. So one time we were looking up, like, some of mom's ancestors, and if you go back far enough, she's got a bunch of Viking ancestors. They have names like Ragnar the Fierce. It's really funny. Seriously, like, that's what it says on the records. Bunch of Viking ancestors.
Yeah, because we have a bunch of ancestors from, like, kind of Northwest Europe.
Yep, mostly. Like England. And I think a lot of my ancestors are like German, Swiss.
Yeah, we actually thought that our last name came from Germany, but it turns out it came from Switzerland.
Yeah. So Legos are from Denmark, but IKEA, of course, is Swedish. And so I kind of like putting it all together because it's kind of a challenge. Sometimes it's a little frustrating because the directions are a little confusing. And if you do something wrong, then you can get, like, three more steps in and go, ooh, wait a minute, I did that wrong, and have to, like, reverse and take apart what you just built.
Yeah, I hate it.
When you get it done, it's really kind of fun. I don't know. It's kind of cool to, like, you start with this big box of parts, and you end up with hopefully not very many parts, just something that you built. If you have a lot of extra parts, it's a little suspicious.
Reminds me of that time when you and Mom went to go to a church thing, and I built that... Or that, like, robot that can, like, walk around.
You built the walking robot?
Yeah, it has, like, gears and stuff. And if you turn, there's, like, a switch on its foot, and it can start walking around.
And it was, like, a project, right? Like, a kit that came? That's cool.
It broke later, but it was fun.
So one of the things we got at IKEA, well, we got some cinnamon buns, because they have, like, fresh cinnamon buns there.
Those are good and huge, but
they're pretty good.
They don't fill you up until you're already finished. I realized that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like a brain doesn't realize that you're full until it's done.
Well, that's why, it's good that you didn't get full halfway through.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you can, like, be at a restaurant that, like, you really like where you eat everything and then you step out and then suddenly, it all settles.
Yeah.
And then, but the other thing we got is what we're going to do for our treat yourself at the end of the podcast. We're going to have... some soda, what they call it, pear cider and apple cider, but it's like IKEA soda or special Swedish soda. I'm not really sure. So we're going to try that for treat yourself. But before that, we're going to do some other things. The first thing we're going to do is guess what? That's right, some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Wait, but what about... with the news, what people usually listen to podcasts for. Not puns, not Harambe.
Well, the weather hasn't really changed that much.
So this is going to... Let me see. This episode is going to come out on, I think, March 11th. But we're recording it on February 26th. So it won't be very good weather news. It's a little bit cold outside, though.
Yeah, it got to, we, like, can say that. It dropped down to, like, 40 degrees.
I think this morning it was, like in the high 30s.
Yeah, and only 2 days ago it set the record for the hottest day in February.
I know. Typical Texas weather going back and forth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. But all of this weather news will be a couple weeks old by the time anyone hears it. So, first news story. This is kind of a continuation of what we talked about on the last podcast, which are crazy world records.
Oh, boy.
Remember we talked about a guy named, what's his name? Ashrita Furman, who holds the most world records of anyone. In fact, he has the world record for holding the most world records.
Yeah. Wait. What if he tied and then because someone randomly gave him it, he had it. He earned it. Like,
he probably instance, also set the record for most injuries while setting world records.
Yeah.
I remember one of his records was walking for 90 miles with a milk bottle on top of his head.
Or walking up a mountain with...
on stilts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the highest mountain climbed on stilts. So here's a crazy one, though. This is not Asherita Furman. This is someone else who also has lots of records, but not as many as Asherita Furman. This says, martial artist crushes world record, 77 drink cans with his elbow.
How? Oh, he crushed the world record.
Yep. That's a little punny.
What about a
martial artist from Pakistan. This is from the United Press International. A martial artist from Pakistan set a world record by crushing nearly 80 drink cans using his elbow. Muhammad Rashid quickly delivered several mighty elbow strikes as he crushed a total of 77 full cans to set the Guinness World Record for most drink cans crushed with elbow in 1 minute.
I mean, that's impressive, but did he really have a record to break?
Yeah.
Apparently he did. So these are not empty cans, but full cans. And he did it with his elbow and the cans exploded when he did it.
Whoa.
That's kind of cool, huh?
Most soda drink while crushing soda cans with elbow.
The article says he sent foamy liquid splashing into the crowd as he delivered a powerful strike to each individual can.
It's like that time when I made mom be mad. I'd be super mad because I put a Mento in a Coke can and it spread all the way throughout the kitchen. I could completely cover the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be a thing on the internet, about, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago, putting Mentos in Diet Coke.
Mom got really mad, and then Phoebe, texted, clapping hands on her phone and showed it to me.
I don't blame Mom for getting mad, though. If you're going to do something like that, you should do it outside, because it makes a huge mess. Kids listening, don't put Mentos in your Diet Coke unless you're planning on doing it outside where it can't make a huge mess.
I tried putting sugar in a Coke one time because it was Coke Zero, and that made it foam up too.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you know what we used to do? We used to always do the baking soda and vinegar. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've done that. That's cool. But it's not as powerful as Mentos and Coke.
No, it's not as powerful. It's more controlled. That's how you make like a volcano. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rashid, a multiple world record holder, claimed his newest record in front of a large audience in Gemona, Italy, during an event organized by Associazione Conserva. He is the founder and president of Pakistan Academy of Martial Arts and holds multiple martial arts related records, including, here's one of his records, most nunchucks hit in 1 minute, most walnuts crushed by the hand in 1 minute.
Wow!
Crushing a walnut with your hand? That's impressive. And most walnuts crushed with an elbow in 1 minute. And most spins of a fire staff in 1 minute.
That is dangerous.
He's got some dangerous world records.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure the next one will be
crushing a walnut with your elbow seems even harder than crushing a full
How ripped
pop
is
can.
He?
The next one will probably be most diamonds crushed with abs.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could crush walnuts with your abs.
Like, if you throw a ball at him, it'll probably bounce off his
I bet skin. He's a pretty tough dude. All right.
Or you could play tennis with him and accidentally hit him in the face so you can't use that tennis ball anymore.
The next news story. This is from the Japan Times. It's a story about Japan. A Japanese company called KDDI, which is a Japanese internet telecommunications company, has launched a new service. And this service will tell you if the bathrooms in a building are being used. So it'll tell you if there are bathrooms available.
That's pretty helpful.
So, yeah. In the here's how it works. It says, sensors in the cubicle detect when the doors are closed. These sensors are connected to a separate gateway device that uses the telecommunication network to send information to a remote server. The data provides real-time updates to a website telling the waiting person how many cubicles are currently available in a particular location. So if you have this app on your phone, you can look and say, are there bathrooms available? And it will tell you, and then you can go to that bathroom and
it's like those,
do what a person does in a bathroom.
It's like those screens at like Walmart or Target that tell you like how many lanes are open.
The spokesperson for the company said, people often waste time by looking around for an available toilet on various floors or by waiting until one becomes available. We believe that this service helps people waste less time. The sensors will also send an email to a facility administrator when the toilet is occupied for too long. KDDI says this will help administrators deal with possible accidents or troubles that may occur. So here's the question I have, though. Let's say you are using the bathroom and you get into like a really good game of Candy Crush. And then you hear a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Is everything okay in there? You've been in there a long time. I think that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Or like your boss is like, excuse me, sir. You're wasting a lot of your time in the bathroom.
Or you could like, there could be like a person in jail who like went to the bathroom and started like digging through the ground to escape. And they were like, is everything okay in there?
Or actually, somebody just closed the bathroom door and then stay occupied.
You could, but you wouldn't know like if you're outside the bathroom whether it's being used. That's the old-fashioned way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom and see if there's any toilets available.
No, I was saying to just close each door so there's no unavailable on the so you can just go to whatever you
want. Or you could just, like, hack them so that, like, only you can access them.
The company is also starting a service that analyzes and controls the amount of water used to flush toilets through use of an internet-connected valve. The valve analyzes the amount of time a person was in the cubicle and then dispenses just enough water to flush the toilet.
So, you're just playing Candy Crush? So that means, like, if you're like, really, really thirsty, you can just spend, like, half an hour in there playing Candy Crush.
One thing you guys should know, though, is Japan has awesome toilets. Have I told you about the Japanese toilets before?
Yeah, I saw a picture in the scrapbook of, like, a really cool toilet.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, the toilet has a little control panel, and it has different things, like, some of them will actually play music, so that, like, when you're peeing, other people can't hear the pee. And some of them will have, like, a little nozzle that comes up and sprays your bum and cleans it. All kinds of stuff. The toilets in Japan are the best toilets in the world. They're awesome. Okay, next story. Let's move on from toilets before I get in trouble.
Too much toilet talk on this
podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next story is, so do you guys know what the Oxford English Dictionary is?
Yes.
It is like the most authoritative dictionary in the world. If you ever see an Oxford English Dictionary that's unabridged, it's like really thick. It's a huge book. I assume they still publish it, but they're like really big. So they're kind of the authority on the English language. They're in England. You know, like in America, we have Webster dictionaries. In England, they have the Oxford English Dictionary. So every year they add words to the dictionary.
Yeah, sometimes I like saying like really
because
updated.
There are new words, right?
Did they add English, yo boy?
English is a growing language. There are new words all the time.
Sometimes I like seeing like how many new things are in dictionaries. Like if I find like a really new dictionary.
So they added 300 new words this year. Some of the words they added were craptacular.
Was that even a word?
Drink the Haterade. And FITSPO. Do you know what FITSPO is?
No.
I had never heard this one before. I guess it's short for FITSPIRATION. I don't know what that means, though. I don't know what FITSPIRATION means. I guess it's like inspiration to be fit. I don't know what it is. But FITSPO is one of the new ones. So let's go through some of the new ones. One of the new ones they added was cat lady.
I'm actually surprised they haven't added that yet.
You know what a cat lady is?
Someone who's addicted to cats.
It's an older woman who lives alone with a large number of cats,
yeah.
to which she is thought to be obsessively devoted.
And in cartoons, they're always shown shaking, and they look like they're a wreck.
Here's another one. These are in alphabetical order. Clicktivism.
What?
Have you ever heard of clicktivism?
They should add in clickbait.
Yeah.
They might have it already.
Or they could, like...
I bet they added that, like, last year or the year before.
They could, like, make a definition for clickbait, and the definition could just be, like, an advertisement for the next book.
So clicktivism is a noun. It means actions performed via the internet in support of political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement. For example, signing an online petition or joining a campaign group on social media. So it's like instead of actually doing activism, you're just clicking on something, like clicking like, and then you feel better about yourself because you're like, I support the cause. I clicked like, that sort of thing, or like tweeting something or retweeting something.
Mm. I wonder if memes is on there.
It's called clicktivism.
Yeah, probably.
I think memes is an old word, actually, believe it or not. It's got kind of a new meaning, but it's actually an old word.
What it used to mean?
It's like an idea that grows and is like kind of like transfers to a lot of people. Oh, that's what it means.
I had a dream that Ben Franklin invented memes, and that like he called them like a way to share like memories. So meme memory. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, well, I think it does come from the same root as memory. All right, next one, craptacular. Which means remarkably poor or disappointing. Drink the haterade, indulging in excessively negative, critical, or resentful behavior. Here's one I'd never heard before. Have you heard this? Drop bear?
No.
Drop bear is a noun. It's a mythical marsupial resembling a koala, said to live in trees and attack people by dropping on their heads from above.
It should have been like dog DAWG or really boy BOI.
I want to talk about drop bears now.
It should add in dab.
Don't go walking through the forest. The drop bear might get you. Have you heard of a drunk text?
Yeah, it's just texting while driving or being drunk. Yeah, maybe not while driving.
Not while driving. It says a text message sent while drunk, typically one that is embarrassing or foolish. Let's see.
It should add in take the L.
Free cycle? You boys know what free cycle means?
Recycling in a free country.
So free cycling is what we did with our old piano.
Oh, we give it away.
It's to give away something used or unwanted as opposed to selling it or throwing it away, especially in an arrangement made via the internet. So we had an old piano that you guys learned to play piano on, and then we bought a newer piano because it was old and beaten up. And mom put it on free cycle and someone came and got it because we didn't charge them. We didn't sell it. We just put it on free cycle. So free cycle as a verb is now in the Oxford Dictionary. Let's see. Herd mentality. Have you heard that before?
Mm-mm.
H-E-R-D, like a herd of animals. A herd mentality is a noun. It says the tendency for people's behavior or beliefs to confirm with those of the group to which they belong. I'm surprised that's a new word. It seems like it's been around for a long time.
Wait, what?
This is starting to change into the, like, Urban Dictionary.
I know. It seems like the Urban Dictionary, doesn't it? So a herd mentality means, like, so you just go along with what everybody else thinks. You don't think for yourself.
Or actually, the next time they add words, I bet one of them's going to be B-movie meme.
Here's a good one. Do you guys... sure. Have you heard this one before? Jelly. It's an adjective.
Like short for jealous?
Yes. I know. It is short for jealous. But, and it's now in the Oxford Dictionary as an adjective, jelly, spelled like peanut butter and jelly.
You jelly
but
boy?
Meaning jealous. Meet cute. You know what a meet cute is?
No.
It is an amusing or charming first encounter between two characters that leads to the development of a romantic relationship between them. So like a lot of times in a comedy or a romantic comedy, like the first time the two characters meet, it's like this cute situation. It's called a meet cute. Let's see. Screencast. Probably know what that is, right?
Yeah. That's like a screen
it's like
recorder,
a Google
right?
Cast. Like a Google Cast where so you stream something to a screen from another device.
Yeah, I saw this one dictionary that had added FaceTime, so it's a pretty recent one.
Smishing? Have you heard of smishing?
Smushing and smishing?
No. Smishing. S-M-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Is it like smushing?
Is it like fishing with a PH?
It's like fishing, yeah.
Like fishing online?
The fraudulent practice of sending text messages purportedly from a reputable company is in order to induce individuals to reveal personal information such as passwords or credit card numbers. So it's like phishing, but with text messages. So they send you a text message saying, hey, you know, this is your bank. You need to send us your account information so we can correct something in your account. And then you send it back stupidly. And they're like, oh, cool, I have your account information. So never do that. Never trust anyone that contacts you by text or email. If you contact them, then it's okay. Squad goals is now in the...
Goals of a squad.
Squad goals is now in the Oxford Dictionary. Used in reference to a person or thing seen as a model to inspire or emulate, especially with one's friends. Often as a hashtag in social media. You know who made squad goals really famous?
Who?
Taylor Swift. She's all about squad goals. And the last one they have here, yes.
Yes.
Y-A-S. What about Y-I-S-S?
Yes. Yes. An exclamation expressing great pleasure or excitement.
Yes.
It should have been like Y-E-H. Yee.
That's one I know you guys know.
Oh, right. Good. G-U-D. Like,
yeah,
G-U-D.
We figured out one time, we were like saying everyone's name with only vowels, and my friend Kyle's was ye. It was just Y-E, yeah. Yeah.
All right, should we do some either or next?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, either or.
All right, we haven't done either or in a while, but I came up with some more. The first one was recommended to me by Henry.
Yeah.
It is... meatballs or Italian sausage?
Meatballs.
Italian sausage.
William. Henry.
Italian
meatballs,
sausage.
So here's the thing. Meatballs can be really good, but sometimes they're not good. Italian sausage usually has more flavor.
Yeah, it's more seasoned.
Okay, but
yeah, it's
when
more seasoned. Sometimes meatballs can be kind of bland.
Wait, when meatballs are good, they're really good.
They can be really good.
Plus,
on average, though, I would go for the Italian sausage.
Plus, meatballs also pizza topping is a really underrated pizza topping.
It kind of is, but...
That's true. But and plus, the correct answer is Italian sausage.
Plus, sausage...
It's just meatball shredding, except more seasoned.
Plus, I don't know why, but sausage is way better, like, as a, like, actual sausage, like, with the plastic wrap and stuff. Or the plastic stuff.
All right, the next one is salt or pepper?
Salt.
Mm. Salt.
This one's kind of like apples or oranges.
So you both say salt?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are correct. I like pepper a lot. Pepper is a really good spice, but salt is a very basic spice. Salt is necessary for a lot of things, like to make pizza or any kind of bread, really, you have to have salt.
Yeah, salt is...
To make bread, there are four things that you need.
Salt is a lot more useful.
Flour, yeast, salt, and water. You can make a lot of different kinds of bread with just those four ingredients. You can add other ingredients to it, like oil or butter or, you know,
yeast
cinnamon.
Is live.
But you have to have salt to make butter, and you have to have salt to make a lot of things. Salt gets kind of a bad rap because if you have too much salt, it can be bad for you. But with no salt, food is just not very flavorful. So salt is a really important, and there's a long history of salt too. Like in the Middle Ages, salt was almost like money. Like they would use it for currency because that's how important it is.
Oh, wait, one second. What about my other suggested one? Do you have it?
I don't know if I do have it. Well, let's go through the other ones I have and we'll see. All right. Next one is hammock or easy chair.
What's an easy chair?
It's like a chair that you can lean back in.
Oh, you mean those retractable
hammock.
Ones?
Hammock.
Hammock. Yeah, they're more comfortable. Plus, you can spin them.
Hammock is the right answer.
Okay, but the real
answer
is...
The thing about hammocks, though, is you can like... Like, I think the perfect idea is, like, a hammock on the beach.
Okay, the real answer, though, is, like, those like, hammocks that only, like... It's, like, they only hang by, like, one thing instead of two. And, like, there's, like, this, like... There's, like, a spherical pillow in it. You can, like, swing around in it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a hammock that's a circle?
But, like, inside it, there's, like, a sphere thing they can sit on. And, like, it only hangs on, like you attach it to the ceiling instead of, like, two trees or something.
Do you know that your sister has a hammock chair now?
Yeah. Oh, she does? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, a hammock chair?
No, I'm talking about, like, the kind that our cousins in Colorado have. Yeah, and, so like,
Phoebe got a hammock chair for Christmas.
Yeah, it is a hammock chair.
But, like, you can swing around in it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, I think that's right.
Like Tarzan.
Yeah, they have a hammock chair, too. So Phoebe's got one up in her room right now.
No, they also have.
I attached it to the ceiling hammock. Like a few weeks ago.
I thought Phoebe just had a regular hammock.
No, it's a hammock chair. All right, next one. Waterfall or whirlpool?
Whirlpool.
Waterfall.
Less deadly.
Waterfall, more deadly.
William. Henry.
Oh yeah, actually, I see what you mean though. Like you can hide stuff behind a waterfall. Like there's a cave behind it or something.
Whirlpools are pretty cool. I was reading actually about this place in Japan where there's like this bridge, and a certain time of the day there are whirlpools and you can see them. Like it's like in the ocean, but because of the ocean currents, it creates big whirlpools and you can look at them. So whirlpools are pretty cool. Waterfalls, though, I don't know. There's something awesome about a waterfall.
Waterfalls are a lot more beautiful.
Like, yeah. And I love the sound they make. Like, the sound of the waterfall is just a really cool sound.
Yeah, remember
also,
the
it's kind of relaxing, but it's also, like, impressive.
Also, in the Nintendo game The Legend of Zelda, you have to try to... You can get a hint about where you can get this one really good sword by going into a cave behind a waterfall.
Yeah, remember...
That's true.
Oh, yeah, in the first game. Yeah. But, remember... and the Grand Tetons when we saw that like huge generous waterfall.
Yeah. I love waterfalls. And when I was a kid my family lived up, you know, and when I lived in New Hampshire, I remember going to Niagara Falls. And Niagara Falls is a really cool waterfall. There's several falls, but there's one of them called Horseshoe Falls, and it's just tons of water coming over the falls at once, and you can ride in a little boat kind of down by the falls, not under the falls, but like by the falls. And it's like all misty there.
Cool. That sounds really cool.
I think
cool.
The boat is called Maid of the Mists. It was really cool. Waterfalls are really cool.
Plus, like in cartoons and TV shows, I mean, like, there's always like that moment where like someone's on a boat and like they're about to go down a waterfall and they're freaking out. But nobody's going to be like, oh no, whirlpool, we're going to swirl around a ton.
So Niagara Falls is where people, like several people have gone over the falls in a barrel. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Go over Niagara Falls in a barrel, and people have like lived to tell about it.
Wouldn't the impact though, like,
yeah?
Well, some people have died doing it, but other people, like, they have these, they're like really special barrels that they build that are like reinforced. I think that'd be super scary though.
Yeah,
going over the falls in a barrel.
Yeah, why not just skydive? It's probably more safe.
You would tape yourself to the to the bottom of the barrel, so you wouldn't even feel the fall very much.
Or why not just, like, stand in the middle of a road when a car's coming?
All right, next one. This one was recommended by William, although I tweaked it just a little bit to make it different. Spooky forest or dark alley?
That, okay.
Yeah, Henry recommended
that. My suggested one was haunted house or spooky forest.
Oh, this
forest.
Was Henry, that's right.
Yeah.
But I changed it, so now it's spooky forest or dark alley.
Spooky forest.
Do you mean like which is safer?
No, which is better?
Which one's better, a spooky forest or a dark alley?
Dark alley.
They're both kind of scary.
Dark alley.
William?
Yeah, I knew that would happen.
Oh!
So, dark alleys, they're both scary. Dark alleys might be a little scarier, though. Because it's like actually dangerous.
Yeah,
you know, like
but
a spooky
like
forest
movie.
Is probably not going to be dangerous.
Yes, but
although it could be,
forest,
you know, there could be scary people out in the forest.
It could be,
but the chances is that something bad is going to happen to you. It seems like it's more in a dark alley.
It could be a monster with no face and these little like flaps that come out and eat you.
On the other hand, if I was going to vote for dark alley. Usually an alley is not that long, and so you can get out of it and you can get to a safer place.
But
if you're in the middle of a forest, if you're in the middle of a forest, it takes you longer to get out of the spooky forest.
Yeah, but that's why it's scarier.
Is that why it's better?
Also, you can see stuff on the ground. There's like moving creatures, but you can't really see very well, so it's creepy.
Yeah, and in forest, there's like sometimes there's a monster with flaps that come out of his face that can kidnap you and take you to another dimension and eat you.
Or a pale monster. or that has no face, just period, that is very formal and is dressed up in a business suit.
Slender. Slender Man.
Yeah, both Slender and the Demogorgon.
It's not
Iron Creepy Force.
Called that.
That's what they call it.
They kind of call it Stranger Things. Which isn't really what it is, but it's because they're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, together, I mean, like...
Anyone who's watched Stranger Things knows what we're talking about.
They call the dimension the Upside Down.
Yeah.
So, that was Either Or.
Oh, yeah, Either Or.
Next, we're going to play a game that Mom recommended. And it's a kind of hypothetical, so I'll play the hypothetical theme. What I just said was only
hypothetical. Oh, would you rather? Playing.
Yes. So Mom recommended. She had an app. It's a Would You Rather app. I think it's just called Would You Rather. It's on the Google App Store or Google Play app. There are several different ones. This was one of them, and she enjoyed this app. So, as you know, all Would You Rathers are hypotheticals. Not all hypotheticals are Would You Rathers. But we're going to try this out and see how it works. The first one is, would you rather have a college named after you or have a sports stadium named after you?
A sports stadium would be more popular.
Sports stadium.
Yeah.
I would rather have a college named after me.
Wait, if you tap it, you can see the percentage of votes.
It seems like to me, though, like, okay, sports stadiums are popular. But colleges are more prestigious.
Actually, that's true.
If you were the Duke that Duke was named after, or the Stanford that Stanford was named after.
Stanford.
If you tap aside, then I'll show you the percentages.
I know. I was about to do that. So I would argue for a college. Sports stadiums. And the other thing is sports stadiums, it seems like they don't last very long. Like,
yeah.
People, they build a sports stadium, and then five years later, they build a new one, or they change the name of it.
And they're usually just named after, like,
I would rather have a college named after me. Let's see what was the right one. Or which one more people voted for. 60% voted for have a college named after you, and 40% said have a sports stadium named after you.
So relatively split.
Relatively.
All right. Would you rather fight a bear or fight a lion?
Fight a bear. Some are vegetarian.
Fight a bear. I mean, I'm a bear, so... And I fight Henry all the time.
I don't think either one is a good idea.
Yeah, but lions are straight up always carnivores.
Plus,
you could actually feed the bear berries instead. Berries.
Plus, maybe it's a bear in the jungle that's helping a boy named Mowgli.
A bear does seem kind of scarier.
Yeah, somehow. But...
Or maybe it's a Bernstein bear.
Oh, no, a lion. Actually, no, I take that back. A lion seems scary. Maybe it's because I've seen a bear in the wild, but I've never seen a lion in the wild.
Oh, yeah, we did see a bear that one time.
Yeah, when we were hiking up in the Grand Tetons, we saw a bear. It was a long ways away, but we did see a bear.
Yeah, that was cool.
But if I were hiking and I saw a lion, I would freak out.
Oh, wait, Dad?
Also, I have to say something.
Don't freak out, but there may be a bear sitting at this table.
Three, actually.
Yeah.
Real bear.
Someone called Goldilocks.
Anyways, I was going to say that... Okay, lions are straight up carnivores. You can't even feed them berries instead or anything.
Plus, they're fast.
Bears are kind of carnivores,
and
too.
And then bears are slightly
You're right, they're
slower.
Omnivores, I guess.
And sometimes they're vegetarians. So you can either feed them berries or just leave them alone.
It seems like you could scare a bear off easier than scaring a lion off.
Yeah.
Which one is the majority?
Seems like to me. All right, so we're going to say fight a bear.
Bears are kind of cute
predators,
I'm not going
to try to fight either one of them, though.
Like compared to other predators, I feel like it'd be... Like, most entertained
right,
by
we're
bears.
We're going to say fight a bear. And, more people said fight a lion. 49% said fight a bear. 51%
what?
Said fight a
that
lion.
That is really split.
It's really close, though.
That's, like, really close to 50%.
Yeah.
What?
All right, here's the next one. This is a weird one. I'm just warning you right now.
A lot of them are.
Would you rather have everything you eat taste like boogers or have one eye?
I think I've heard this one before. One eye.
One eye.
One eye.
I'm just going to say it.
Our family.
One eye.
Here's the thing. I really like to eat food.
Yeah, no, our family hates food.
We
like,
we
hate eating. Like, ugh.
So if everything tasted like, I wouldn't want everything to taste like anything, even something I really like. Like if everything you eat tastes like strawberry shortcake, that would be boring.
Yeah.
Even though strawberry shortcake tastes good, I like having different things that taste different.
Yeah, we are a food
but
family.
I definitely wouldn't want everything to taste like boogers. it might be a little better if they were your own boogers and not other people's boogers. I mean, but that's a different topic altogether.
I mean, there's probably lots of kids who
are doing... I think one eye doesn't seem that bad. For one thing, you could wear an eye patch and be like a cool pirate.
I mean, there's... I mean, little kids might already be used to tasting boogers.
A lot of people only have one eye and they have like a glass eye or something. Or like your grandma, my mom, one of her eyes doesn't see very well. Because when she was a kid, she had some kind of disease in it. So for most of her life, she's only been able to see mostly from one eye. But she's been fine. Your depth perception's not as good. Like if someone throws something at you, it's harder to catch it.
You just put on some glasses.
I heard that it takes a while until like you start to see in 2D though.
But I think having one eye is definitely better than having everything you eat taste like boogers.
Yeah.
And it looks like 69% of all people agree with us. I don't know about those 31 people that would rather have everything taste like boogers. Maybe they just like the way it tastes. I don't know.
I mean, they probably know what it tastes like.
All right. Would you rather have 10 pets or have no pets at all?
No.
I feel like I know what people are going to vote, but...
So here's the thing they don't tell you, though.
10 pet rocks.
If it was 10 goldfish...
10 pet rocks.
Or like 9 goldfish and a dog.
Or 10 pet rocks.
Which,
or
by the way,
goldfish, you crazy.
Or like 8 goldfish, a hamster, and a cat.
Which, by the way, you
that's
still
not that bad.
You still haven't let me get a pet rock.
You can get a pet rock.
Dad says that he can't. He's not ready
you
for
can
that
get a pet rock if you adopt it from the wild, and if you take care of it yourself.
Okay, I'll take really good care of it.
You'll have to take it for walks.
Fine.
Have to take it for a pet rock walk.
Fine.
But so let's say that it doesn't include fish.
I'm gonna say have 10 pets.
Yeah.
10 lizards.
Yeah.
Let's say that it's 10 dogs.
It's
10 dogs or no dogs at all.
Oh, that's different.
It depends on how old they are.
10 dogs is a lot of dogs. Have you ever been over to someone's house that has more than 2 cats?
Yeah, I have a friend
whole
that
house
has
smells like cats.
I have a friend that has 3 chihuahuas. 3 chihuahuas, and one of them is really aggressive.
Yeah.
And he also has a cat.
Does it
it's
can
crazy.
You smell it a little bit? I don't know. Maybe your friend is pretty their family's pretty clean, but I've been over to someone's house before where they have lots of cats and you can definitely tell.
But yeah, my friend who had 3 chihuahuas
like
said
cat
that
lady in the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, my friend who had 3 chihuahuas said that he liked Sir more than he liked all 3 of his dogs.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say have all 10 dogs.
Yeah.
I would say have no pets at all.
I knew you'd say that.
We'll see what the answer is, though. 58% said have 10 pets instead of having no pets at all. But I got to think,
close one,
some of those people were like, goldfish, it's easy. All right. Would you rather, we'll do just a few more. Would you rather
this is fun.
Work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or work from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Wait, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or?
Or 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m., duh.
Yeah. Wait, I'm guessing that's...
That's when most people work, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most people, when they say work, they work 9 to 5, they don't mean 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So that's like the graveyard shift. Have you ever heard it called that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Most people work during the day. I got to think everyone would rather work during the day when everyone else is working, right?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe a few people would like to work graveyard shift. And in fact, 84% said work 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer.
All right. Nope, trying to get a new one.
That's about when you work, right?
I work more like 8 to 6.
Mm.
Usually. Like 8 to 5:30, sometimes 8 to 6:30. Usually right in there. Okay, last one. Would you rather be able to run at 100 miles per hour or be able to fly at 10 miles per hour?
That's a hard one. I'm going to say fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because 10 miles per hour is still actually pretty fast.
100 miles per hour is really fast, though.
Yeah, what? I'm not even sure if I'd like that, though.
Yeah, I would not. Like, you can run into something.
Be like the Flash. Well, let's assume that you're like the Flash, though, and you can see where you're going and you can react to it.
Yeah, the Flash has to eat it.
Or, like, you could be like Quicksilver, where, like, time just slows down when you're running.
I think that's how it is for the Flash, too. Like, everything, he can see things, it's like in there in slow motion.
Yeah, because you've got to think really fast to run really fast.
Because he's Barry Allen, the Flash.
Also, you would kind of have to eat a lot. I'd do it.
But being able to fly, I think it's just because being able to fly is pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
10 miles an hour is not very fast. So that means it would take you... 10 miles an hour means it would take you, what, 6 minutes to fly an hour, a mile? It's not too bad. I mean, it's about the same It's like about the same as people run. But you're flying, which means you can get there a lot quicker because as the crow flies is like... You know, when you're flying, you don't have to go around buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
So which one do you vote for? Do you vote for flying at 10 miles an hour or running at 100 miles an hour? I'm going to vote for running at 100 miles an hour. What are you boys going to vote for?
Flying at 10 miles an hour, because flying just seems like a cool experience.
Okay, well, most people agree with you guys. 63% voted for being able to fly at 10 miles per hour.
Okay, these were really balanced.
And 37%, only 37%. 7% said being able to run at 100 miles an hour.
Okay, actually...
One thing is, I would be winning gold medals at the Olympics.
Yeah.
There's no Olympic category for flying. Mm. Although, I guess you could do, like, long jump. A really, really long jump.
Or, so what if there are, like,
or
certain...
Or pole vaulting.
What if there are certain, like... Well, there are certain parts of land that you can't walk onto, so that way it makes sure that you can, like, stay on the track. So you could just fly over that land to the finish. Or, like, you could just, like, if you had teleportation powers, you can just teleport to the end.
Or, like, pole vaulting, where, like, you just barely go up, but then you fly the rest of the way.
Or, like, what if you had, like, what if you had the ability to, like, bend anything and, like, stretch anything, so you can just, like, stretch your pole really high?
Yeah.
Like, jeet
All right, we only have one thing left to do.
Oh, boy.
And that is something called treat yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Okay, I'm just going to say that this isn't going to be good, so it can be good.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because it's treat yourself.
I mean, European food is good, though.
I mean, it is, but I'm going to assume it's going to be bad, so it can be good.
But do you remember that chocolate that we tried, like, samples at IKEA?
Yeah.
Mm.
Swedish food is just good. Swedish fish are awesome.
Henry has this theory that whenever we think something's going to be good on Treat Yourself, it's always bad. And whenever we think something's going to be bad, it's always good.
It's like being
it seems like
that's different.
So he's using reverse psychology on us to say like, that these will be bad, hoping that it will be good.
It seems like Northwest... European food is especially good because they like make a lot of sweet stuff.
Okay, like, my other theory
waffles and chocolate
is if you think a Swedish food is good, it's going to be good. If you think it's going to be bad, it's going to be good.
All right, so I have here a couple of sodas that are from IKEA. In fact, they even say IKEA on them, so they're IKEA brand. It says it's ecologisk with two K's, ecologists. Ecologisk.
Wait, one second.
I don't know how to pronounce anything in Swedish, so I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. But one is cider apple, and one is cider peron.
Oh, by the way,
I love me some Swedish food.
Adding to the Swedish thing that I said with that sort of not like treat yourself, where if you think it's good, it's going to be good, and if you think it's bad, it's going to be good. It's the same as Japanese things.
This is my Swedish accent that's highly offensive to Swedish.
Swedish apple cider organic or Swedish pear cider organic. Which one? Should we try the apple first?
Okay.
Since we've had apple cider before.
Yeah, so it can like go uphill.
It's less exotic.
Yeah, that's a good sound.
That is a good sound.
I'd like to repeat that.
You should pour into the mic.
It smells like apple cider.
Man, that's really satisfying.
It's carbonated, as you can tell.
That sound may actually be a better experience than having the soda, since it's treat yourself.
It is a really good sound.
No, pour it into the mic. You must pour
it
into the mic.
One more time.
Ah. Oh, I love that.
It's a good sound. All right, everybody save your cup, because I don't have enough cups.
No. You must make that into a drop so we can satisfy ourselves whenever we want.
I think people were talking over it, though. All right, here is the apple cider.
Tastes
it's
like
not
apple
very
cider.
Sweet.
I think it's
you remember when we did like the sparkling apple cider after New Year's?
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
It's less sweet than those ciders.
Well,
I think it's good though. It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. But it's not very sweet. I like it though.
It's basically just like apple cider in fancy packaging.
It's okay.
I'm going to call it delicious.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, I'm just going to agree with you.
Yep, delicious. I don't see a problem with it.
It's not too sweet. So this is a 16.9 ounces or 500 milliliters. There are 200 calories in it, which is, there's kind of a lot of calories in it for something that's not that sweet.
Well, probably because like the can is the size of like Monster drinks.
Yeah, so it's a big can, but not that sweet. I have a little more. I like it.
We could like do treat yourself at the beginning and like sample like energy drinks, and then the rest of the podcast like they probably couldn't even tell what we're saying.
And we can talk super fast.
And then we recommend drinking energy drinks to try to hear.
So what did you guys say? I said delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
Did you
delicious.
Say okay? You both said delicious. All right. Finish off your drink.
Could be a bit sweeter.
Henry, have you finished yours?
No.
All right, I'll give you another cup.
It's only. It isn't very sweet. It's only Swedish.
I already opened it, but I can pour it in the meat.
It's not the sweetest soda ever. It's only...
Okay, everyone be quiet so we can make it into a drop so we can satisfy ourselves.
It's only Swedish.
I'm not sure I know what that means. But I'll give you a rim shot
anyway. It's not like the Swedish soda ever. It's only a little sweet-ish.
Oh, it's sweet-ish. Now I get it. You get an extra rim shot because I just figured it out.
Okay, be quiet so we can make this into a drop.
All right.
That's giving me a drop.
All right. Whenever we do a drink, treat yourself. We can do that.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
So this one is pear cider. I've never had pear cider before, I don't think. We've had apple cider before. Although this doesn't taste like apple cider you get like in the fall.
I think I've had pear cider before.
This just tastes like apple juice. But sort of peary in a weird way.
There's a Japanese soda that I like a lot called Mitsuo cider. But it's kind of like a Sprite-ish type stuff. But it's really good.
Okay, yeah, it does taste like pear. Like, that's the thing about, like, having the juice of a fruit is, like, it doesn't taste exactly
like...
It does. It
tastes like you're eating a pear, kind
of. But, like, the thing about tasting the juice of a fruit isn't... It doesn't taste, like, exactly like the fruit. Kind of like an exaggerated version.
It is made with pear juice from concentrate.
I don't think that the juice is, like, the complete taste of a fruit. Because, like, I've noticed that, like, if you take, like, an orange, you take off the, like... skin that tastes different. I think the skin like makes it a bit more like sour. I think I might prefer apple cider, but I'm gonna still say this is delicious.
Okay, I do an experiment.
It's pretty good.
Dad, look at this experiment.
I think I liked the apple a little better, surprisingly. I thought I would like the pear more.
I'm combining
them. Yeah, me too.
I'm combining them. Okay, combined it tastes great.
Does it taste good together?
Yeah, try some.
I'm going to call it okay.
Actually, I'm going to call it that, too.
What about you? Henry thinks it's delicious.
So is the combined version. So is the combined version.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Apple pear cider.
Did you ever try the juice on the cruise that I went on?
Pretty good combined.
The, like, juice that was, like, I think it was, like, passion fruit, guava, and, like, some other juice. Hey, do you remember what it was? It was like passion fruit, guava, and something else. It was really good.
Mango,
passion fruit, guava, maybe? I don't know. I think it was.
Apple pear cider.
I think the apple cider is a bit overpowering. Or maybe pear just tastes like apple.
All right. Well, that is our podcast for today. So, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, William and Henry, for participating today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, IKEA, even though they're not a sponsor, a paid sponsor. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For providing some drinks and letting us go shopping there yesterday, even though I always don't follow your arrows and cut through the shortcuts. Thank you. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Instagram at Talk to Dad Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at Talk to Dad Podcast. If you want to email us, you can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to help us out, something you can really do is you can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. If you give us a 5-star review, we'd very much appreciate it, because that is a way that other people can find our podcast and we can get a little bit more publicity that way. Thank you, especially to the Foxy Morons, which is the band that did our intro and outro music. Thank you very much to them for letting us use that music for our podcast. And this has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. There's time for later, alligator, my friends. Don't wait for after, the inspector's coming again. The agent's at the door, but the plot was only...